Amsterdam FM.
Daar waar yoga vroeger eventueel een klein beetje albollig gevonden werd en het voornamelijk gedaan werd door eenzame vrouwen met grijze wollen sokken, is het tegenwoordig helemaal hip en loop je zo, als je gewoon met een blinddoek naar buiten gaat, zomaar tegen een yogastudio aan. Maar ja, yoga, het is niet zomaar iets. Er zijn heel veel verschillende soorten yoga, bijvoorbeeld. En een van die soorten is het hotpot yoga. En hotpot yoga is komen overwaaien uit Engeland eigenlijk, uit Groot-Brittannië. En we gaan nou ook in het Engels praten. Hallo Mercedes, good morning.
Goedemorgen iedereen. Hi, how are you doing, Sander?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, your goedemorgen is a very good goedemorgen. So.
Dankjewel, yeah. A few words, but very good ones.
A few words, but well pronounced. So,
exactly.
Mercedes, you are in fact not from Great Britain, you're from Argentina, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I was born in Buenos Aires, but I did move to the Netherlands a few years ago. So yeah, I feel almost Dutch right now. It's been almost 12 years for me.
almost Dutch. So Mercedes, you're going to talk to us about hotpot yoga.
Yeah.
Can you briefly tell me what is hotpot yoga?
So hotpot yoga, as you already mentioned, it's a concept that was born in the UK, created by two wonderful guys called Nick and Max. And what they've designed is a portable hot yoga studio, which basically you can take to any location. So whether if it's an office or a sport hall or maybe a school, and within that space you can create a hot yoga studio. So the pot, it's basically like a huge inflatable bubble. Which you can take anywhere and you can have your yoga practice in it.
Okay, so the objective is to have a portable hot yoga studio. So then my question is, what is hot yoga?
So hot yoga is the practice of yoga in a heated environment.
Okay.
Which is really good for a few reasons. So especially for us, we live in the Netherlands. So as you all know, it tends to get pretty cold here.
Especially now, yes.
Especially today, indeed. So, and yoga was born in India, and it was practiced in rather warmer environments. So, being practicing in a heated room, it allows you to just be a little bit more comfortable in the postures and go a little bit deeper onto them and allowing the muscles to relax a little more. And, of course, also there's another greater aspect that it stimulates a lot of transpiration, so it's also very detoxifying for the body, for the skin, and it's a really nice feeling.
So when you say in a heated environment, I mean, how does it differ from Bikram yoga, which is
okay,
the really sweaty yoga, right? Bikram.
Yeah, true. It tends to get very sweaty. Well, basically, Bikram yoga, he designed his own style. Bikram always practices 26 postures, so the sequence never changes, the actual practice itself. And usually the rooms tend to be heated up to 40, sometimes even 42 degrees Celsius. At hotpot yoga, we heat up to 35, 37,
okay,
but not higher than that.
Well, also still pretty warm to me. Now,
it is pretty warm, yeah.
So I can see a benefit that you're able to create a hot yoga environment by having a portable pod. But I guess you need quite a big one to host a group of people, right?
Yeah, this baby is pretty huge. Yeah, I can have up to 20 students per time.
So I mean, then how far is it portable? Do you take it on your bicycle? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, actually, funny that you say that. I am the first hotpot yoga owner that has that can carry it on her bike. I actually bought a huge bucket.
Yeah.
So I put my kid in there, and I ride to the location that I'm asked to go to.
Are you serious? You can fit a 20 person hot pot in your bike feet?
I can. I don't know if many more other people can, but I can. I manage it. Yeah, it's terrible. I don't have my driving license, so I actually have to make it work.
Okay, but now I see the merit of this portable concept. That is actually pretty amazing. Now, Mercedes, I know you used to be a ballet dancer. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
So was the transition from ballet to yoga an easy one for you, and why did you make the transition?
Actually, yeah, it sort of happened by itself. So This is why I came to the Netherlands. I came to join Het National Ballet. As some of you may know, the ballet career is a very tough career, sometimes very unfair. You go through a lot of physical struggle and, of course, therefore, a lot of mental struggle as well. And I happened to get injured around the age of 23, 24. So my body wasn't really keeping up with the demands of my career. So I decided to stop dancing eventually. And I changed my life completely. I started to work in Horeca. So yeah, that's what I did for the last 12 years. But of course, my physical practice, you know, was missing. So I started to explore different things and, you know, doing a little fitness, a little bit of that. And and I eventually tried yoga. And when I did yoga, I realized the first time, I'm like, okay, this is much more than just a physical practice, you know. After my first class, I felt, just really open, and I had a certain clarity of mind, and I felt much more connected. So yeah, since that moment, I've been loving it ever since.
Did you notice it was easier for you to master yoga because of your physical training in ballet?
No, to be honest, the opposite.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I hope not too many dancers are listening right now, but dancers, we tend to cheat a lot.
Oh, okay, tell us more.
Yes, we tend to use a lot of momentum instead of strength. Sometimes we tend to overstretch, and in yoga, you need to really use a lot of strength. And a lot of core strength, especially, so strong abdominals. So it was really hard for me. Yes, it was really hard for me.
Okay, now I assume that even if I am not a well practiced person physically, I can still join, right? You don't need to meet certain requirements to join your hot pot yoga lesson.
Of course not. Everybody's welcome. All of my classes are always welcoming. All levels, all kinds of backgrounds. Usually people tend to think that they have to be flexible or they have to be really strong, but actually yoga is a constant work in progress. You never become perfect at it. You're always trying to improve yourself. You can always go a step further.
And so, you know, whether exactly, and even if it takes a long time, at least the temperature will be nice. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in days like today. You should have seen all the students this morning. They couldn't wait to get in there.
Into the pot.
Yes, exactly.
So Mercedes, if I want to join one of your lessons, how can I?
Well, it's very easy. Everything goes via our website, which is www.hotpotyoga.com.
Okay.
And then you can just sign up through there. You just click on the calendar option, and then you click on the date and the time that you want to join, and then that's it.
And then that's it. So it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yes, exactly. And at the moment, the hot pot is it's located at Club Light on the Jan van Galenstraat.
Yep.
So we're always here in West. At the moment, that's the location that we're working with. Monday through Saturday.
Excellent. Club Light, if you want to join, go to hotpotyoga.com. Mercedes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.